listening to 103.1 FM and 980 AM WPFP Park Falls. This is Trail Mix 103.1.
This is the Title Town Report, presented by the Wisconsin Soybean Marketing Board, executing its game plan to not only support soybean farmers, but all of Wisconsin. Learn more at wisoybean.org.
As the Packers get ready for Sunday's matchup against Arizona, they had to make a roster move yesterday, placing tight end Luke Musgrave on injured reserve and signing tight end John Fitzpatrick off of Atlanta's practice squad. I'm Bill Scott. Musgrave must miss 4 weeks, but is eligible to return yet this season. Arizona's offense is loaded with weapons, from running back James Conner to quarterback Kyler Murray, and now add in the team's top pick in the most recent draft, Marvin Harrison Jr., who already has 17 catches for 279 yards and 4 touchdowns. Packers coach Matt LaFleur.
You know, I think he's just a long, physical receiver that is capable of making great plays down the field. I think what's scary is he's still learning the NFL game.
I'll have more after this.
Thanks to Soy Checkoff Investments, the Wisconsin Soybean Marketing Board is huddling up and going deep with innovative products that help to protect Wisconsinites' blindside. Products like PFAS-free soy foam help to keep the brave men and women who fight fire safe while also protecting the communities they serve. Soy-based tires are like cleats for the road, keeping drivers on the road while removing harmful petroleum from the tires. The Checkoff's vision puts Wisconsin farmers in position to play the long game and grow markets and build demand for soybeans right here on our home turf. From every corner of the field, the Wisconsin Soybean Marketing Board knows how to execute a game plan to fuel Wisconsin's economy, communities, environment, and farms. To learn more about the innovative products coming from Soybean Farmers Investments, visit wisoybean.org. That's wisoybean.org.
Jordan Love's 53-yard pass to Jaden Reed was fun to watch, but Love said he received a zero grade from quarterbacks coach Tom Clements for throwing into triple coverage.
Not a great decision. It worked out, but you can't, you know, rely on that working out all the time.
So given the conclusion, would he make that pass attempt again?
No, I wouldn't. I would not, but I'm glad it worked out the way it did.
I'm Bill Scott. I'll have more from Titletown on Monday on the Wisconsin Radio Network.
Dream in that small town, another boring romantic at nothing against the big town. Still hate seed enough to say, look who's in the big town. But my bed is in a small town. Oh, that's good enough for me. Well, I was born in a small town, and I can breathe in a small town.
Do it for
Trail Mix 103.1.
by cloud. See the tuna fleets clearing the sea out. See the bedlam fires at night. See the oil fields at first light. And see the bird with a leaf in her mouth. After the flood, all the colors came.
This is an important announcement for Wisconsinites who plan to vote in the November 2024 election. Leading nonpartisan economists have analyzed the economic plans of Donald Trump and concluded that he would cause inflation to rise and the economy to slow. And 16 Nobel Prize-winning economists wrote a letter warning that Donald Trump would reignite inflation with his fiscally irresponsible budgets. Donald Trump's tariff plan would act as a national sales tax, costing the average family as much as $4,000 per year. But Vice President Kamala Harris's plan would help middle-class families deal with rising costs. In her first 100 days, Kamala Harris would pass a ban on price gouging at the grocery store. And as vice president, she worked to cap the cost of many prescription drugs, including insulin, saving many families thousands of dollars per year. On the economy, the choice is clear. Vote Kamala Harris for president. Paid for by A Better Wisconsin Together Action. www.abwt-action.org. Not authorized by any candidate or candidates committee.
Hey there, this is Carrie Joy, and I'm going to use a quote to kick off today's Work Money Minute. Comparison is the thief of joy. That fancy quote comes from everybody's favorite 26th president, Theodore Roosevelt. It calls out one of the most common problems that you and me and everybody we know sometimes has about their money. It is envy. You know, whether it's something you see in real life or something you see as you're scrolling on Facebook or Instagram, envy is really hard to turn off. And you know how when you feel it, it just makes everything else around you seem yuckier? Well, here's what I do. A, I give myself a break. It's normal and human to feel envy. B, I say, Carrie Joy, don't believe the hype. You know real life is more complicated than what you're looking at. And C, I stop scrolling for a little bit. Till next time, this is Carrie Joy saying, take good care.
This weather update is sponsored by Hansen HVAC Heating and Cooling, your local Armstrong Air dealer of Phillips and Manitouish Waters.
Fall is going to kick in a big way here this weekend. Today, sunny, a little breezy, especially this morning. Our high 67 this afternoon. Tonight, 35. Tomorrow, mostly cloudy, some sprinkles. 59 by Sunday, showers with a high of 51. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Temperature now 56.
Every second, every moment. Trail Mix 103.1.
Trail Mix 103.1.
Trail Mix 103.1.
FM.
Sometimes people change, and not always for the better. Take Senator Tammy Baldwin. What happened? She's been in D.C. for 25 years. Extreme left-wing groups have showered her with campaign cash, and now she's siding with them. Baldwin supported puberty blockers and sex change surgeries for minor children in Wisconsin. That's extreme. And Baldwin supports forcing women's domestic violence shelters in Wisconsin to admit biological men who claim to identify as women, making survivors of domestic violence sleep in the same building as men. That's just cruel. Tammy Baldwin used to share our values, but a quarter century in Washington has made her just too extreme for Wisconsin. Senate Leadership Fund paid for and is responsible for the content of this advertising. Not authorized by any candidate or candidate's committee. www.senateleadershipfund.org.
With the fall colors showing and the breezes blowing in, it's time to get your shoreline prepared for winter with Freeze Firewood. They offer full barge services for all of your dock and lift needs. They'll do boat pickup, storage, and even mobile winterizing and shrink wrapping. Call Freeze Firewood on Little Chicago Road in Phillips at 715-567-0616. 567-0616. Get your shoreline safely tucked away for winter with Freeze Firewood.
Have you outgrown your health insurance plan? The number one reason we all change our health insurance is price. Are you paying too much for your health insurance? Would you like to have better coverage at a better rate? Take a few minutes right now and find out if you can save money or even qualify for zero-cost health insurance in your state. Call now.
800-693-9308. 800-693-9308. That's 800-693-9308.
This weather update is sponsored by Hansen HVAC Heating and Cooling, your local Armstrong Air dealer of Phillips and Manitouish Waters.
Fall is going to kick in a big way here this weekend. Today, sunny, a little breezy, especially this morning. Our high 67 this afternoon. Tonight, 35. Tomorrow, mostly cloudy, some sprinkles. 59 by Sunday, showers with a high of 51. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Outside now, it's 58.
A celebration to last throughout the years. So